Here at the Conservation in Action Tour, things have concluded, and in fact, even the board meeting that follows for CTIC. I'm speaking here with the chairman for the Conservation Technology Information Center, and that's Tim Healy with Agritain. Tim, I can't say enough from my personal perspective how interesting and informative this tour was for me. How would you characterize the tour just from your perspective?
Well, I think the tour was a real success. We learned a lot about the conservation practices that are occurring in the Colonial Soil and Water Conservation District, the number of farmers that are participating in these conservation projects, and you know, on the tour, I heard nothing but good comments. I didn't ask people how they thought of the tour. People were coming up to me and saying, this is the best tour I've been on. You're doing a great job. And I said, look, I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm just a volunteer. I chair the organization, and it was the CTIC staff that put all this together and kept it going.
Well, I've heard the comment made, and I think it's right on the money. We were on some of the oldest, if not oldest, farms in America, but seeing them use some of the most current technology and innovative management practices to be better stewards of land.
That is correct. You know, you mentioned about the old farms. I at the Shirley Plantation, I heard that that land was given to the Shirley family in a grant in 1638 or 1635, somewhere around there, and it's been in agriculture continuously since that entire time. And you cannot continuously farm land like that if you're not utilizing conservation practices, and that's pretty much the same that we saw of all the farms that we visited during the tour.
How about from the standpoint of the public policy folks that were here? I think even though some of them title-wise suggested they might have a good ag knowledge, I heard that they were really excited to be seeing and learning some things that was new to them.
Chuck, that is correct. The policymakers, the people with the administration who were able to come down and visit us on this tour, said that they did not realize that these type of conservation measures were being utilized on farms in the Delmarva area.
Well, it's hopefully, in part, the responsibility of some of the media like us here to try to help get that story out, and we'll certainly do our best. But it sounds like one that there's a long way to go in helping get the message inside the Beltway, which is very important to everybody in farming today. Anything you might want to comment about the board here today? I know looking ahead, decisions on where we're going to go next with the tour?
Yes, the next tour is going to be in Northwest Ohio in the summer of 2011. It's probably going to be the week of August 8th. Save that week, and we sure hope that people are going to be able to join us on the tour, mm-hmm. and see conservation in action in another part of the country, in an area that is very sensitive, the Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how long the tour has been going on, but I guess my impression is that you kind of learn from each one you do and then try to make the next one better, right?
That is correct. This was our third tour. Next year is going to be the fourth. And shortly I'm going to be sitting down with the staff, and we're going to have a debrief and go over just exactly what you're saying. What can we do better for next year?
Well, I don't know how you can do that. I certainly, I can offer thoughts on what I thought of it, but it was all good, and going to be tough to kind of beat this year's tour.
It is going to be tough, but we had a good tour last year, and the question was asked at the board meeting afterwards, okay, what are you going to do to beat this year? And I think in 2010 we did beat 2009, so it's going to be a challenge, but it can be done.
Well, thanks for kind of giving us a summary of an overview of this year's Conservation in Action Tour. That's the chairman of the CTIC. He's with Agritain, and his name is Tim Healy. And here from the Conservation in Action Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.